Kami, play We're All Yankovics.
Playing We're All Yankovics theme song.
Don't panic. In 1 week, the theme park at the end of the universe's new ride will be open. Plummet to the ground in our epic new freefall ride, The Whale. All types of organisms will enjoy this new ride where each trip is different. Each time the ride drops, we adjust the gravity to a different planet, making the fall last a different length of time. That means you don't know how long you'll have to contemplate your life and existence before you crash into the ground with a sudden wet thud. The theme park at the end of the universe, the premier water park, so don't forget your towel. Also, after a ride on the whale, guests will be able to advance to the secret Petunia ride. A ride so scary, it'll make you think, oh no, not again.
Now let me glue that, and screw that. Any random chore you got, well I can do that. Or maybe I'll just rewire your house for fun. I got 99 problems, but a switch ain't one.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Yeah, so another first song from an album.
I know, right? Two in a row.
I know.
At least.
So this one's Handy.
Yes.
It's very... happening? I don't know.
It's very happening?
What? I don't know.
It's very
handy.
I don't know.
It's convenient?
It's no, dandy.
It's dandy. It's
Randy?
It's
the bee's knees. I don't know.
It's a parody of Fancy by Iggy Azalea and Charlie XCX?
Sure.
I don't know. I tried to turn that into Roman numerals, but as far as I could tell, XCX is just 100.
Yeah.
Because XC would be 90, but then you add another X to it, and that's back up to 100 again.
Yeah.
Because when the lower thing is in front of the bigger number, it means subtract it. Like,
sure.
Like IV is
right,
4,
right.
But like VI is 6.
No. Yeah. He's just trying to sound like something, Charlie's X. Yeah.
Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
I don't even get it.
SEX.
Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. I've heard it before, yes.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why she's named that.
She also doesn't have the last E in her name, so she's weird.
Sure.
Yeah.
These girls these days.
Well, I'm a Charlie, so you know, yep. I'm very particular about these things.
Yes.
This was released on, the video for this was released on Yahoo Screens on July 17th, 2014.
Wow.
2 days after the album dropped on July 15th. Nice. This is part of that
mandatory
fun 8 days of Owl thing.
It's a fun video.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of references in it. I'm sure that you've done your research. You know all the references.
I tried. There's
a lot of stuff.
Was there?
Well, I think so. I mean, not a lot of stuff, but there's, you know, a lot of hardware stuff. You know, it goes back to Hardware Store and Plumbing Song. There's a lot of overlap in some ways of those songs. They all seem to be like the same.
Yeah. No, it does feel like that. And you were talking about it. You said that you don't really feel like this is that funny a song.
Well, if you read the lyrics, there's nothing jumps out like, oh, that was funny. But it's just so well done. It's funny because of... he's talking about himself in this cocky, bragging kind of way that Iggy Azalea is also talking about herself in her song,
mm-hmm.
but just in a completely practical manner, where Al is saying, like, I can do all this, and she's saying all this, like, crazy party girl stuff. He's saying all this handy, real world, I can, you know, actually do stuff kind of way, which is a very funny juxtaposition, but the lyrics themselves aren't really funny. It's just the stuff
a
handyman would say.
To me, they are, though. Like the 99 problems,
but
a switch ain't one.
That's the only lyric that's like actually funny.
No, but let me be your stripper.
Okay, that's another.
There are a couple. There are a couple.
All right, let's go with favorite lyrics. I think we just
knocked both out. Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying. But I could. That's the only way to defend. Like I can't.
Yeah.
Those are the two lyrics
that are like jokes. But everything else is like honestly, it's just like what you would see in a plumbing commercial or a handyman commercial, which is the joke, which is what makes it funny.
Yep.
But there's nothing in there like you just listen to it or reading the lyrics like, oh, that's hysterical. It's funny in context of what the song, the spirit of the original song and his song as well. If it weren't a parody, it wouldn't be a funny song. If it was just a style parody, it'd be like, okay, sure. But it has to go with
make any
attitude.
Sense. No,
exactly. It's the attitude and cockiness of the original song is what makes it funny.
And honestly, there was a review of this that says this sort of thing where it's like Weird Al's song is sort of like 180 degrees from the original song.
Yeah.
still sort of like that cocky sort of thing, but yeah. but he's building stuff, and at one point in the song they're wrecking a hotel room, so yeah. they're almost like unbuilding yeah. something, yeah. you know,
you break so, it, I fix it,
yeah, exactly. So I don't know, there's, and it's, this is another song that the song itself is super catchy, mm-hmm. so like he benefits from the fact that he's parodying this song that's really, really,
yeah,
really catchy. Like that, I think this song would be less interesting if it wasn't such a catchy song.
Exactly. One of the things I don't like about this one is that I can't really listen to the original with my kids because it's a filthy song. Yeah, the original yeah, yeah. one is just filthy, and that's one of the things. Like,
you think you can you can understand that song well enough to know that it is yes, filthy? Yes. Okay.
She's ridiculous. I'm not a fan of Iggy Azalea. She's like, oh, this song is ridiculous.
Her okay.
fake accent and the way she's trying. Oh, this song just grosses me out.
Isn't she from Australia?
Yes, but she's not doing an Australian accent. Oh, okay. She's like acting like she's from Compton or something. It's like, no, you're a white Aussie girl. You're you know, no, Olivia Newton-John. You're not Missy Elliott.
Olivia Newton-John. Really.
And it's just ridiculous and like. Her, the whole thing
that would have been
just,
awesome. He yeah. should have had a validity of Newton John.
Totally, that's a missed opportunity.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
But anyways, like it's not a song I want to listen to or can listen to with my, which kind of takes away from the parody of it because I like being able to listen to like with my kids. Like here's the original. I mean, yes, there's quite a few songs like that recently, which is kind of sad. But this is probably the filthiest song. This and Riding Dirty.
Or, yeah.
Like, two,
yeah, yeah.
Like that are like wow. It's funny that he did that.
But, in yeah. in high school, I once made a tape where I had. Like I took Off the Deep End and I mm-hmm. recorded the first song and then I recorded a song that would have been, well, it was just the parodies.
Yeah.
So I stuck the parodies in between all the lyrics, not between the lyrics, but between the songs on Off the Deep End. So like I recorded Off the Deep End onto uh-huh. a tape, but yep. every time there was a parody right after the parody, I would record the original.
Oh yeah.
Song
I've done that kind of stuff. Yeah. Back to back tapes. Yeah. CDs. I've done that.
Yeah, exactly. I just, so and this one, yeah, this one
you
I wouldn't have
do it,
yeah. But this is another one of those I don't even know if I knew the song. Like
I had heard it around just like other people listening to it. I'm like, what is this? Then Weird Al released like, ah, oh god. It is very catchy.
It's got
a cool beat. Weird Al song definitely is like it's really good to listen to, but you can't go and listen to the original. It's just ugh, not good for me.
Do you think this is going to outlive the original?
Oh, yes. I think it already has.
Okay.
It's going to be like, people are going to listen to like, wow, that's a fun. But then again, that's what I'm saying. It's not like a song that's really funny out of context. If you don't know the original, it's not going to be a song that's going to be one of your favorites. And then later, like, oh, that's a parody? You know
I
what guess, I mean?
I think the concept of it being sort of like a plumber or like a handyman who's just bragging about stuff.
Well, I guess, yeah.
And it's sort of like it's sort of like an infomercial-y type thing. It's just.
Yeah, now that I've said that, I'm thinking about it, like, well, maybe I'm wrong. You know, actually, if I come to think of it, maybe it would be. You know, so the younger generation, this is kind of like a modern type of song. It's rapping. He does a really good job rapping in this song.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe like knowing the original actually takes away from his song. Huh, I'll have to rethink my stance here.
Well, one of the interesting lyrics was at one point he raps a little bit. There's two parts that have the rap thing. Uh-huh. And the first time in the original Iggy Azalea song, she says the same thing over and over again like uh-huh. four times.
Yeah.
But he actually changes it up.
Yes.
And then the second time she does it,
than her.
The second time they do it, she says different stuff, and yeah. so it makes more sense. Right. But yeah, so there was the first time I got to it because I just re-listened to it. I was like, "Wait, she's just saying the same words over and over again." Yeah. But we'll talk about it. In
Weird
a
Al's better than that.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah. But overall, the concept I really enjoy. Like I yep. said, it feels like a sequel from Hardware Store, where he's just talking about a lot of different things.
Yep.
Got a couple of puns in there that we're going to mm-hmm. talk about probably in later in this episode.
Yep.
Nothing we can do about that. You know.
Nope.
The video.
Yeah,
fun kind video. Of cool, fun. What do you think they're spoofing in this video?
That's one of the references I thought you knew.
No. I know. I'm questioning what you think they're spoofing in this video.
A cheesy like local ad.
Okay.
Of a handyman.
No, I agree with that.
Something you put like a local guy would put on like you know late night TV.
Do you feel like they're doing anything else?
Well, there's the reference to One Day at a Time.
Okay, see?
Yes.
I couldn't find anybody online saying anything about One Day at a Time.
But what takes away from that is the wig. I don't know why he's blonde. If he's going for Schneider from One Day at a Time, he was a brunette,
and
which makes no sense to me. But the outfit is completely Schneider from One Day at a Time.
And that's what I was confused about.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Like, I don't know why he went with the mustache and wig blonde.
Well, it was enough to make me go, oh, that's One Day at a Time. And then when I actually looked up the images of Daniel Patrick Harrington Jr. And one day at a time, it's like, oh, but why is he a brunette? Like,
it makes
like,
no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's one thing. Like, why? Is he going blonde because Iggy Azalea's blonde?
Maybe that's what it is.
But if you're going to do a Schneider reference, look like Schneider. It didn't make any sense. Like, have a blonde Schneider.
I don't know. To me, he looked like Schneider enough that, like, it worked. Like,
yeah.
I didn't not think it wasn't Schneider.
I instantly thought it was him.
But, yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I'm, you know.
A lot of people are like Home Improvement and stuff. And I'm like, there's no actual.
I used to watch that show as a kid. Yeah. I really liked that show.
One day.
I got the outfit instantly.
But did you know they remade that for Netflix?
Yeah. My wife actually watched some of it.
Oh, okay. And
which is kind of weird.
Yeah. It's,
yeah. It doesn't. It's not the same at all.
I don't even think there's a Schneider
there is.
Character. Is there?
Sort of, but not really. There's like a guy who's kind of like a handyman, sort of. But yeah, no.
Weird.
Not, yeah, not at all.
It's already got a second season, apparently.
I already watched a couple episodes. That's it.
It's got a second season, too, apparently.
It's good.
Fuller House better?
Yeah.
Have you watched Fuller
House? I watched more Fuller House than I have One Day at a Time.
I watched every episode of Fuller House.
I have not. But I watched the first season. Well, I don't even think I finished the first
my
season.
My wife and I have a friend who really likes Full House, so she comes over and we sort of like have drinks and watch like marathon it.
Nice.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I don't think I finished the first season. I may have, but I don't think I did actually.
Second season's a little bit better because it's a little bit more of an actual TV show and they stop and it's a little less like every 5 minutes a reference to something in the past. It's a little it sort of comes to its own show a little bit.
Sure.
And the adults are on it a lot less, and the adults are the worst of the actors, so it gets a little better.
Okay.
And then the New Kids on the Block are on it.
He lost me.
Just one episode.
I've already mentioned how much I hate them.
The episode is like new girls on the block or something, and you're like new house on the block or full house on the block or something like that. And when you see that title pop up, and you're like, there's no way. And then, yep.
Well, they got New Kids on the Block
are the Beach Boys, apparently, of this. Well, no, but it actually works
if you
think about it for a second.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, a family, like, there's ties to, like, and they're, like, 20 years out of reference. And, yeah, no, actually, the more we talk about that, the more they work.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, the demographic is also 30-year-old women. So, it's
40. Probably.
30 to 40 year old women.
Late 40s,
it's
30s.
The pretty. Yeah. That's exactly what New Kids on the Block is for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Well, that was a tangent.
We went off topic.
Which is fine by me.
So back to Handy.
The video has Eddie Pepitone, who's the guy who's having all this stuff happen to him.
Okay.
His washer explodes and stuff like that.
Right.
Justin Giddings is the Mario looking dude who's dancing, which is a plumber, which I don't.
Did they try
to do a Mario Luigi thing there?
That's kind of the sense that I got, but not really.
It kind of reminds me of the Super Mario Super Show.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
A little bit, but I think they're going for something else. I was wondering if you got that, who those people actually are.
As far as I can tell, they're nobody really.
Okay, it seemed like they were like an actual like handyman duo from something we should know about on TV. Like,
okay, I can see that.
The Car Talk guys from NPR, like that type
that
of thing.
Been,
that's
what
I thought, but I really couldn't.
As far as I can tell, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
But Justin did do AMA on Reddit for some reason. He only answered like 4 or 5 questions. But, and I think there was only like, there were only like 3 threads that I could see. But one of them he talks about during the filming, his Weird Al's mustache kept flying off. And at first, Weird Al was like really annoyed by that. But then by the end of it, they were just laughing because it was happening so often.
That's funny.
And a couple of people were like, that should have stayed in the video. And he's like, yeah, totally could have.
Totally, yeah.
And then Ted Hollis is the other plumber that's dancing.
Sure.
Yeah.
I thought that they must be someone. That's why I was hoping you had the research.
As far as I could tell, I looked and
I
couldn't
find it. Should be someone.
It does.
I don't know. It's like they're being featured like they are actually someone we should know, but I didn't get the reference.
Yeah. I mean, he needed to go get the neighbor from Home Improvement.
Right.
Or
I thought it was something along those
like,
lines.
There's so many other options that could have been. And maybe just, I don't know. It's, I don't know if he was friends with these actors, but they're, it's just, it's weird.
Yeah.
Justin's actually done a lot of just like bit parts and a lot of different things too. Have you ever seen the Fancy video?
Yeah, I actually watched it earlier just so I could have some reference. It's which is all Clueless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was really interesting. I remember when that video came out and you're like, interesting.
Yeah.
And it's, I think the Clueless stuff in it, I think they do a great job.
Oh, it's really well done for Clueless.
Yeah.
They nail all the main scenes from the movie.
And the character-y kind of thing.
They all kind of look like them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a well done video.
I really enjoyed it. And in fact, all the people from Clueless have kind of been like, no, that was a good video. That was a good video. And even the director, she was like, you know what? It looks like they had more money to shoot that video than I did for my entire movie.
Yeah.
So
kind of.
But I think it works. I mean, but
yeah.
Then again, how are you going to parody that in this video?
He doesn't. He doesn't even try.
He doesn't.
Unless the blonde wig. I don't understand. But
maybe the blonde wig is. But, like, that's the thing is, like, you come up, and then they have this video, but then you're like, oh, I can't do that. She's already almost kind of her video doing
is,
a video.
Is a parody. Yeah, her video is the parody.
Yeah.
So you can't do a parody of a parody video. So he just, like, forget it. I'm just doing, like, a low-budget TV commercial, and I'm looking well, like Schneider,
I don't think it would make any sense to parody the video. And some people even attribute one of the lyrics, the 99... They claim that I've got 99 problems, but a switch ain't one is a reference to Iggy Azalea's song 99. Iggy Azalea and somebody else, Ariana Grande, did a song called Problems.
Okay.
But I'm like, I think people are reaching because that's just a clearly a rap lyric that was funny. Like,
right.
So I'm torn about that, but there's a lot less Iggy references in this than like the last episode we just did was all Lady Gaga. So
he doesn't really reference Iggy at all. So whatever. He raps better. I honestly think Weird Al's rapping is better in this than Iggy's is in hers.
Okay.
Yeah. Not just because I find her very annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. And apparently it's Charlie that sings the actual chorus too.
Right.
So whatever that means. I don't even know that
Iggy's not Weird Al's.
Yeah.
Who does the singing for Weird Al? Did you find that out?
I think it's him.
No, there's a girl in the background.
No.
Pretty sure
I didn't have that information.
Really? Ah, whatever.
We might have to
eventually, but I swear there's like a girl in his Weird Al's background as well.
There's almost no information on this this one. Whatever. It's very.
I was wondering if he got like one of
the most interesting part about this is that the Plymouth High. Plymouth High in Toowoomba, MA. What's MA?
Massachusetts.
Plays this song on like, has played this song before in the background of their announcements. And there, it's not a polytechnic school. It's a, what is it, one of those schools?
Technical school.
Yeah.
Technical school, okay.
And their team mascot is the Craftsman.
Ah, nice.
And the first lyric is, first lyric is, I'm a craftsman. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
First things first, I'm a craftsman.
And so nice. You're like, oh, that's perfect. So that's a bit of trivia.
I was hoping like Lisa Popeil was in the song or something, you know.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah.
Anyways, I was hoping you found something like that out. Whatever.
Well, I feel like that's an interesting thing. I feel like I don't know. I almost feel like the video is more spoofy of the commercial than the song is.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, so he mentions like, you know, call me and I'm the name that you trust. And you know, there's only one name to be trusted.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Which is like very similar to a line in the plumbing song. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
That's it. I get what?
No, lyrics?
Well, yeah. We've already mentioned both of them.
I know. I couldn't
like I said, they're the only funny lyrics. I got 99 switches. I got 99 problems, but a switch ain't one.
Which is funny.
It made me chuckle when I first heard it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And mine is, I'll be your stripper. And you're like, yeah. Oh, okay. No.
Yeah.
Like, it's another one of those classic Weird Al kind of like, ooh.
Double entendre. Oh,
okay, I got it. That's funny. It's good. Every time I walk by that section of Lowe's, I'm like, oh, look, we can get those. Nice.
Half off.
Whoa.
You get discounts.
I don't.
For strippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to remove the paint.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about?
What, you only want to remove half of the paint?
Well, no, it doesn't take half of it off. It's half price.
Oh, okay.
So you want a cheap stripper.
Yes. That's what everybody wants.
They're the best.
Numbers. How many?
1 to 5.
Switches.
Okay, I was going to say strippers.
Yeah, that's why I said switches.
No, we're not going to do 99 switches. We'll just do 5 switches. All right, ratings. This is a tough one. This is another one that's like, it's a good, fun song. I really don't like the original, but this is a really well-done song. Once again, he's like flexing his rapping muscle. He's really good at what he does. It's an amusing song. It's not amazing. It's very catchy.
This
video's good.
For me, this one will be my definitely, this is my, my rating is based on Weird Al songs.
Yeah, I know. It's, I'm not going on.
Yeah, yeah.
For him, it's really well done. I'm just going with, I'm going to 3.5 this one.
Okay. I give it a 3.
A 3? Okay.
Yeah, just because I'm like, I like it. It's fun. And this is an interesting thing. I would rather listen to this a second time than listen to... Oh, that, maybe I should change my rating then. Right. I would rather listen to this a second time than listen to perform this
way. I agree. Me too.
Maybe I'll make it a 3.5 also.
I gave 4 for...
Yeah, I know.
That's weird though. But there's other reasons.
No, there are.
That one's better.
They are.
But I would...
Conceptually, there's a lot
more.
Yeah,
exactly. And more to go to
more work, and like it's so much more perfect, the previous song. But this one, I just... But that's not... Okay, it's probably not Iggy's fault. It's whoever wrote it for Iggy.
Yeah, right.
There's a list of names.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But this one, definitely, I would... But that's the music song, and in a parody, it's... That's not a lot of, I don't know. If it were a style parody, I would give that more credit.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if it's just a direct parody, then I like that music, but I can't.
I'm going with this one.
We're probably going to keep like, I probably have like said the opposite. Like,
yeah, you were contradicting ourselves a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go with the reason I'm doing this straightforward is it's not a very funny song. There's not as a lot of humor in this one.
Okay.
He doesn't do a lot. There's a couple things that are funny.
Oh, we didn't talk about the thing that I really like.
Oh, well, you can go back to that then. Is it?
No. Can you give it a rating and then we'll come back to it.
Okay, well, I already did that. It's 3.5, but like you said, why are we doing it less than...
Yeah.
So it was a better song to re-listen to because that's a funnier song. It's a good song. It's well done, but it's not like, ha ha ha. It's not... It doesn't make you chuckle. It's a good song to listen to, but I think it goes to the original. It's very catchy. And he's a good rapper, and he's got talent, which brings a lot to the song. So that's why I'm going to stick with 3.5, because humor-wise.
Yeah. The other thing I liked is, I love Rocky Road and a couple other songs, and Inactive, which I think is coming up next.
Uh-huh.
There are some weird noises / rock and roll scream type things.
Okay.
And he incorporates them in the song, just like he did with I Love Rocky Road and he will in... Inactive.
What did he do in this one?
He's like, I'll hit my thumb.
Yes.
And because in the original lyrics, she's like, ow! I don't know if it's supposed to be sexy or whatever. Yeah. But then he works that into the lyrics in the same way that like that kid bites him in Rocky Road.
Yes, the ankle biter. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I missed that. Yeah, you're right. I remember that. So it now.
Those little details are what makes Weird Al song a Weird Al song.
Yes, indeed. Those little moments he finds to twist. Oh, yeah, that's good. I can change my rating, but it's funny. That's three funny things.
The only thing, now that thinking back, he might have missed the opportunity to spell out his phone number over and over again because the song ends with her just going, IGGY, or whatever. You could have totally been like, 1-888-Y-6439-2.
If he had done the number that he did from Plumbing Song, the same number.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That would have been hilarious.
Too. Yes. Rotor 65,000, whatever.
Well, that wouldn't have worked in that moment. But, yep, okay. That's the end of that song. That's a weird... We're coming to a weird ending for this song, but...
Well, you know, it's Weird Al.
Yes.
Weird is weird.
Exactly.
All right. Well, on that note...
Well, call us up. Let us know what you think about this song or anything else. 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-WEIRD.
Yes, Weird Al. We're still waiting for you to call.
Yes, exactly.
Or John.
Or any of them.
Ruben. We'll take Ruben at this point.
Wow.
Now, wow. Ruben's going to call angry. Like, why am I the last one? Why am I lesser?
Harvey? Can we get Harvey on the phone? Yeah, exactly. Maybe we'll have Harvey call up one time.
Why not?
He missed his song. That was so long ago at this point.
He's late.
But
hard to dial. Thanks.
Follow us on Instagram.
Please.
We're All Yankovics. And email us at weareallyankovics@gmail.com.
Which I saw on Instagram looked like we really Ankovics. We really Ankovics.
Yep.
It depends on how you read it.
Yeah. Because you can't put an apostrophe in usernames.
They should change that. All right. Well, we're rambling again.
Well, then everybody would have like weird, like, what are those, the bad guys from Star Trek?
Borg?
No. The original Star Trek. Oh, Klingons. All their names with the apostrophes and stuff.
Sure.
Those would be all over the place.
Or Star Wars.
Names. No. Yep.
Or Superman. Kal-El.
Yeah.
Anywho's.
Okay. That seems like a good time to end. thanks for listening. We'll be back
next week or next, twice a week.
Whenever.
Yeah, eventually.
You know when we come back.
You'll get the notice. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.